Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
Tap your other neighbor. Say, neighbor, get ready for some heartburn. Because later, remember they said, when he talked with us, didn't our hearts burn within us? And here's the Bible study. In Genesis, he's the creator and the promised redeemer. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is our high priest. In Numbers, he is the cloud by day and the fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he is a prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, he's the captain of the Lord's army. In Joshua, he is our lawgiver. In Ruth, he is our kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he is our prophet, priest, and king. In 1 and 2 Kings, he is a ruler greater than Solomon. In 1 and 2 Chronicles, he is the son of David. In Ezra, he is the priest proclaiming freedom. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of the broken walls. In Esther, he is the protector of his people. In Job, he is the mediator between God and man. In Psalms, he is our shepherd. In Proverbs, he is our friend that sticks closer than a brother. In Ecclesiastes, he is the lover of our soul. In the Song of Solomon, he is the loving bridegroom. In Isaiah, he is the suffering servant. In Jeremiah, he is the righteous branch. In Lamentations, he is our weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. In Daniel, he's the fourth man in the fiery furnace. In Hosea, he is the faithful husband married to the backsliding wife. In Joel, he is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit and fire. In Amos, he is our burden bearer. In Obadiah, he is mighty to save. In Jonah, he is our great missionary. In Micah, he is the one who casts our sin into the sea of forgetfulness. In Nahum, he is the one who proclaims future peace. In Habakkuk, he is the one who crushes injustice. In Zephaniah, he is the warrior who saves. In Haggai, the restorer of true worship. In Zechariah, he is the Messiah appears for us. And in Malachi, the last of the prophets, he is the Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. Give God praise. There he is. There he is. And he began with Moses and he walked them through the prophets and he pulled the curtain back and he says, this is who I am. When you don't see me and when you don't feel me, when your emotions are low and your disappointment is high, this is who I am, and I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Stop putting your hope in what I can do and put your hope in who I am. Because Jesus did not say, oh, poor you, let me go back and do it your way. He said no. And in 40 days he would ascend to his Father. They wouldn't see him again. Blessed is he who has seen and believed. More blessed is he who has not seen and yet believes. And Jesus pulled the curtain back. What are you talking about today, Pastor Russ? Everybody in this room either has been, is now, or will be on a road of suffering and sorrow, with pain and broken hearts. And there'll be times when you pray for something and God will have a different plan. And instead of shaking your, because I'll tell you what, when you're all done shaking your fist at God, he is still God. And when the makeup's running down your face, he is still God. And he's gonna do it his way, in his time, because he's a sovereign God. Can I get an amen in the house? And when those times come, if your hope is in what he could do and he didn't do it, you'll check out and hand the pastor your membership card and say, I'm going home. But I'm here today to tell you that if your hope is in who he is, I said if your hope is in who he is, you will survive suffering days. You'll survive suffering days. Wow. And I said, I remember I was putting this together yesterday, and man, I tell you what, it made me want to jump out of my chair and start speaking in tongues. And I got a secret to tell you. I didn't tell my wife this, but we were at my grandson's baseball game yesterday. Man, that kid's got talent, like his granddaddy. I got thinking about this, and I'd started with it before I went, finished it when I got home. I got off by myself and I started going through some of this in my head. I got so excited, my heart started burning. I started talking in tongues. At the baseball game. At the baseball game. Let me tell you, when the revelation of Jesus gets deep down into your heart, it'll cause your heart to burn. Stop thinking that this book is just a list of do's and don'ts and rights and wrongs. No, this book is a revelation of Jesus from cover to cover. It's a revelation of Jesus. It's a revelation of Jesus, cover to cover. Let me just finish this up here today, beloved, because I tell you what, my prayer for you is that your heart would burn. And they said, when Jesus sat and broke bread, their eyes were opened, and I don't know if it's, they saw the nail prints in his hands. I don't know if it's the way he broke bread, but suddenly their eyes were opened. And the Bible says they run back 7 miles now. They run all the way back. Why? Because they were lit. Not lit. Lit. Their hearts were burning. They had to run back and boast about the Lord being alive. Let me tell you what, if you're a sourpuss Christian, I doubt you're gonna ever tell anybody anything about Jesus. But when you get a fire in your bones, something in you wanna tell somebody about the Lord. Hey, we were talking about your dad, Matt, the other day, you know, because he came in drugged up. I mean, Dave, Pastor Dave was messed up, you know that? Just like you. I mean, he was really messed up. I mean, he went into a mental institution at one point because he thought he was Jesus. He was so messed up on dope and on drugs, and he crawled in here one day, and he met somebody who can save anybody. And his life got so radically changed that Pastor Dave was running around telling everybody about Jesus, wasn't he, Maddie? He'd go downtown at 10 o'clock at night and tell somebody about Jesus. Some of you know Bob Newman in LCA. He's been a teacher there for 30-some years. Dave won him to Jesus. Why? What made Pastor Dave like that? Because he had a heart that was burning. I said, a burning heart will want to tell everybody about who Jesus is. My prayer today is that Found a Life will be full of people whose hearts burn for the Lord. Can I get an amen? You know why their hearts were burning? Because they were abiding with Jesus. I'm going to ask the band to come out, and I want to bring this plane in for a landing. I said they were abiding in his presence. Let me share something with you as I close. When Jesus began his ministry and he touched base with his disciples, he said two words to them, follow me. Here's what Jesus said to them, follow me. Simple, follow me. But later on, Jesus raised the bar and he upped the ante. It was a higher calling now, a deeper level of discipleship. Now he said in John 15, abide in me. Are we together, everybody? He wasn't just saying, follow me now. That's the start of your journey. But after you start following, he calls us to a deeper level of discipleship. Now it's not just follow, it's abide in me. If you only follow him and don't abide in him, in your following, when things don't go your way, you could stop following. But when you abide in him, even when things don't go your way, you keep following him. Amen, church family. The first call is to follow me. The second is to abide in me. And you know what lit their hearts up? Abiding in his presence. They spent probably 2 to 3 hours abiding in his presence and abiding in his word. Help me out, brother. Help me out, brother. If anybody here thinks you can survive in your spiritual life by letting this book collect dust on your coffee table, you don't have a clue of what following Jesus is all about. what caused their broken hearts, and Larry, their hearts were broken. Well, how did they get from broken to burning? Because they were abiding in the presence of Jesus. And because the word became real to them. Amen. When's the last time you spent 2 hours in the presence of the Lord? I don't remember the last time I did, so it convicts me as well. When's the last time you shut the television off and put on your favorite CD and just sat in his presence? When's the last time you opened up the book, not to look for an encouraging word, but to see the revelation of Jesus? Will you stand to your feet with me? I want you to know today that there's a calling to the church, and it's not just to follow Jesus, it's to abide in Jesus. Romans 12:11 says this, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.